Friends, on this happy day, in this special lesson, together with us on duty, are the Ashdod Group, Monterrey, Mexico, Bernaul, Serbia, Croatia, Nuremberg, and Petah Tikva 10, number 16. And we want to hear from our great friends in the Ashdod Group.
Good morning. We in Ashdod are truly excited, and we're now beginning to read an excerpt. We should know that two is the minimum of many. This means that if two friends sit together and think about how to increase the importance of the Creator, already they have the strength to receive enhancement of the greatness of the Creator in the form of an awakening from below. And on this act, an awakening from above then follows, and they begin to have some sensation of the greatness of the Creator. According to what it says, in the multitude of people is the King's glory, it follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of the greatness and importance of the Creator. A question. In what common thoughts about the greatness of the Creator we would have liked to be together in the 10 during the lesson? Talk about it. Again, in what common thoughts about the greatness of the Creator we would have liked to be during the lesson in the 10? Talk about it in your tens.
First
of all, thoughts of gratitude for having the privilege to be in such a place right now where we can pray to draw the light and to correct the intention.
To be in thoughts of bestowing to the Creator. These are thoughts that we can only beget as a 10, where each one of us thinks about the friends and he truly wants that each one will live in the strong desire to be in bestow, knowing that only through this quality we can give contentment. It is something that only in the 10 we can help one another to truly give birth to this thought, to this desire in each other.
Right, because only in the 10 we can ask for one another in such a way which will enable, despite the concealment of the conflict, to do the work of connection between us, to overcome towards connection. And we can open this faucet of abundance where when each one asks the Creator so that the friends will have the power to overcome without needing to open the will to receive, but above the will.
Yes, above the will, the quality of his soul, the fact that this is our purpose, this is what we have, why we have been rewarded to be here, to actualize it and to go following the great Kabbalists. And that this privilege was given specifically to us, how fortunate we are in that.
And to feel how this thought is running through us together, like some bullet, like something we need to, like a ball perhaps, that we need to hold up in the air all the time, and to hold on to the efforts of each and every one, not to disconnect.
The thought should be simply through envy and a desire to reach the quality of bestowal together, and that we truly won't allow alien thoughts to take over us, and the power that we will create in the ten by each one thinking about the others. And then simply the moment that an alien thought comes, immediately we realize it, we remember, and we get back to the intention.
In the text that we read, the awakening from below was discussed, of the lower ones. And I pondered, what is that thing between us in the ten? So apparently, the all of the factors, the data is set up from above to be fed into that same place. And we have the framework of the lessons, and other than that, we need to add something of our own to connect and to receive what we get from above as a kli, as a vessel, as one. And this is our work, how to receive what we're already receiving, you know, in the context of the lessons that we go through together. So this is the effort of each and every one of us to receive this lesson, this measure of light of the lesson together.
What common thoughts about the grandness of the Creator we would have liked to have together in the ten during the lesson? The Creator is the force that fills up the connection between us. So I would have liked us to have thoughts about a request for connection between us and the revelation of the connection between us.
For there to be common thoughts, you need to know who you're sitting with. And we're looking at the screens, at the monitors, and we see the friends from all over the world, what great friends we're sitting with, wherever they are. And there are people sitting exactly as we are sitting here around the table, with the same will, with the same inner spiritual fear.
We have just but one counsel: to try to attain the greatness of the Creator. This means that whatever we do in the Torah and Mitzvot, we wish that our reward will be to feel the greatness of the Creator. And all of the prayers that we pray should be to raise divinity from the dust. Since the Creator is hidden from us due to the restriction that took place, and we're incapable of appreciating His importance and His greatness, therefore we pray to the Creator that He will remove from us His concealment and that He will lift the merit of the Torah. Again, we have but one counsel, which is to try how to obtain the greatness of the Creator. This means that all that we do in the Torah and Mitzvot, we want that our reward will be to feel the greatness of the Creator. And all of the prayers that we pray should be to raise divinity from the dust. As the Creator is concealed from us due to the restriction that took place, and we are incapable of appreciating His importance and His greatness, therefore we pray to the Creator that He will remove from us His concealment and that He would raise the merit of the Torah. A quiet workshop, we focus on thought and intention together on the greatness of the Creator. Again, a quiet workshop, we focus our thought and intention together about the greatness of the Creator.